friends and neighbors, it's Thursday, May 5th, and it's 11 o'clock a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. That means it's time for Freedom Frenzy. Good morning, America, or as Jenny oftentimes says to me, morning, peaches. She does a better job of that, though.
I say it like this, Jerry. Morning, peaches.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Well, it is indeed... Charge ahead, dear. No, charge ahead.
When I get my milk cow, dear Jerry, I've been thinking about names for my milk cow for the past, you know, year or so. And I'm always throwing out new names for my family to think about. I think I'm going to name my first dairy cow Peaches.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Jerry. I was actually sitting here biting my lip, wondering if that's where you were going to go.
No, Peaches, it would be funny to say to my cow every morning, morning, Peaches.
And it turn around and go, morning, right back at you, right?
Exactly.
Hmm.
All right,
What other interesting things in the world of agriculture and animal husbandry do you have for us today, dear?
Let me tell you, Jerry, I am in over my pay grade for sure. But we did get our little worms in the mail yesterday, and so we moved our rotting, nasty, disgusting pile of kitchen rubbish to a bigger bin and put the little worms in there, so I think they're pretty happy. And I got this really interesting book in the mail yesterday that I had to order from the bulk herb store, along with a bunch of other things. And by the way, note to all of you, if you're dabbling in Sam Beiser's herbology course, valerian root has a very pungent smell. It arrived yesterday. And
you know you got it before you opened the package?
Exactly. I think it's right up there with blue cheese and Stilton cheese. It's like, whoo, wow.
But I got mildly this, fragrant.
Yeah, mildly fragrant. I got this book called Weedless Gardening, and this guy, Lee Reich, the book cost $8. I thought, well, I need to look at this. And he really has a very interesting approach to gardening, and I thought I might share a few tidbits as we go along in the course of the show today. Well, Jerry, you know, I told you guys last week that I had my bee nook had arrived for pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And when I contacted the bee weavers, I had said, you know, I don't know anything about bees. I'm totally retarded. I just want to order a beehive for next year, 2012. And the lady, Laura, she said, you know what? We've got plenty of bee nooks available, even though we're sold out of the big beehives. And she gave me a link, and I looked at it and thought I was looking at a smaller beehive. I didn't really understand what a nook was, but looking at the picture and reading the description, I thought, well, this is great. It's smaller. It's delivered. You peel the tape off the front door and run for it, and they take care of themselves. This is my very naive idea. So Friday, I get this email. They're ready for pickup. I'm all excited. And then Laura says, click on this link to find out what to do with your bees when you bring them home. So I click on the link, and my jaw drops to the floor because I am seriously not qualified. And all it is, it's like a Happy Meal container full of bees. That's mm-hmm. what a nook is. You have to bring them home and have your hive and smoke them and you know, untape the little thing on the queen holder. And I mean, it's very involved. So after I broke out in a sweat and had a heart attack, she said she would take care of my bees for me while I ordered all the other stuff I need.
Yeah, bottom board and a hive body and a cover and a inner lid and they had, how many frames did you get with your nook?
I think three.
Do you know what size frames they are?
No, I haven't.
Well, you'll need to know that so that you get the right size hive body, and then you can order the rest of the frames. And if I were you, I think I would order a 10-frame box and then get the little divider thing that you nail in each end that you only hang 9 frames in it. It seems to work better, according to what I've been told. Hey, we're going to cut away.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right. You know, when we started the program today, I mentioned to you that it is the 5th of May. And, you know, that makes it May 5th. And that might sound a little bit weird.
Thank you, Jerry.
Many people celebrate Cinco de Mayo in the United States as a time for being with friends and having fun without understanding at all the real significance behind this Mexican holiday. Jenny, true or false, Cinco de Mayo is the celebration of Mexico's independence?
False.
Good job. Do you know what it is?
No idea, but I thought if you gave me a question so obvious, the only answer was false.
Okay.
I know about Cinco de Mayo is I remember the phrase, so I won't wonder if Charles' birthday is May 5th or May 6th, because it's not Cinco de Mayo.
All right. Well, you're right. The answer to that was false. It was not the celebration of Mexico's independence. The day actually commemorates a battle on the 5th of May that was won by Mexico. And you might ask, why was Mexico fighting? Well, they had been attacked by French troops. Mexican President Benito Juarez had defaulted on payments to European nations and depleted the country's ability to pay because he'd been conducting a little bit of war on his own. So afterwards, the French government, and this was Napoleon III, had plans to take the country and install a French monarch. Britain and Spain didn't get involved in this, but Napoleon III sent 6,000 French troops, and they went up against 2,000 Mexicans in the town of Puebla on the 5th of May in 1862. Mexico was victorious, but the victory was very short-lived because Napoleon III later returned with more forces and ultimately installed Archduke Maximilian I to rule over Mexico. So, how is Cinco de Mayo connected with the war for independence from France? Cinco de Mayo became the rallying cry for the fight against French occupation. They celebrated each year with song, dance, and food, probably cerveza and tequila as well, to remain focused on regaining the country and retaining their heritage. When did Mexico actually finally win its independence? That was in 1867 when Archduke Maximilian was overthrown. Archduke Maximilian was executed in 1867 by firing squad. What remains in Mexico City to this day that commemorates this moment? The bullet-riddled shirt that the ruler fell in is on display for everyone to see. Now, there's my little thing out of history.
All right. That was cool, Jerry. Now, no wonder we didn't know about that, because I think in 1867, we were a little absorbed with our own affairs.
What were we doing in 1867, dear?
We were recovering.
We were?
Yeah, we were recovering from the fact that Lincoln's agenda enslaved the entire populace.
That's true, and you know, a great many of the generals in the on both sides of the conflict, Union and Confederate, had served in the American army against Mexico during the short-lived war with Mexico.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that would make sense. All right, is it my turn?
Could be.
Okay. This is a yay for Texas. Yesterday we had a boo for Texas with Governor Perry.
Did you get phone calls?
Did I get phone calls?
Yeah, about the boo for Texas thing, and now you're reciprocating.
I don't know, Jerry, because I haven't looked at my phone since about 6 last night. So if anybody has been calling me, I don't know.
Okay.
There is a bill moving through the state legislature which would make it illegal to intentionally touch a person's private areas, even above clothing, unless the TSA screener had probable cause the passenger was hiding something, and by that, you better have probable cause for thinking this person has something dangerous. The Texas lawmakers are moving to make invasive pat-downs by TSA administrators a felony. That's kind of exciting. Representative David Simpson, who has a connection to my church, actually, said the measure, HB 1937, aims to restore some dignity to the act of traveling. And a second proposal, HB 1938, seeks to prohibit the use of full-body scanners in Texas airports. A vast majority of Texas state lawmakers support the legislation, of course. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. What odds are there that it will pass?
Very good. Texas is kind of pissy about that sort of thing in general.
Mm-hmm.
There's a backlash growing in Texas. Now, one thing, and we talked about this with the guy who leads the Texas nationalist movement, that Texans are actually moving in the direction of wanting secession from the Union that the federal government has seceded from a long time ago. And so I think it's going to pass. I don't think Perry would be stupid enough not to sign it when it gets to his desk. But, you know, you never can tell with some of these governors.
If that starts to warm up and it really looks like it's going to go somewhere, I'm going to start leaning westward. I'm telling you big time.
Jerry, hello. Yes.
Hey, you're just right now it's nothing more than like a glimmer in somebody's eye, okay?
Jerry, we're going to be the first state to secede. You all
Well, it didn't happen last time, dear.
You need to collect y'all things and come on out here.
We'll see. And maybe this is this next news story I've got here is part of the precipitation that'll bring that about. In the latest worrying sign for the economy, the number of Americans filing first-time claims for jobless benefits spiked last week, the second straight week in a row that it has done so. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits rose to an eight-month high just last week, and productivity growth slowed in the first quarter. This is clouding the outlook for supposedly an economy that is struggling to gain speed. And I said that purposefully that way because we're being told and slammed back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So we really will become kind of malleable and we won't recognize anything much when it comes our way. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 43,000 to seasonally adjusted levels, right around 474,000, and that's the highest since all the way back in the middle part of August last year. Economists had been expecting claims to fall down to 410,000. 474 is where they hit, and they were looking for 410. The anticipated slowdown in hiring is mostly blamed on, get this, high food and gasoline prices, which clipped economic growth in the first quarter. Still, the unemployment rate is expected to have held at that two-year low, and magical as it is, of 8.8%. Last week, even the four-week moving average of unemployment claims, a better measure of underlying trends, increased 22,250 up to 431,250, and that too was the highest since last November. Now, if anybody out there has been a kind of a student of history, and maybe even in particular economic history, you'll know that all the money that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, all the money that his administration poured into the American economy to clean up the mess that had been originally brought upon America by the monkeying around with the money supply by the Federal Reserve System, you know, those boys that we treat like sacred cows. it did initially have some positive impact. And you know, quite frankly, having them throw all that money at the economy, it would be foolish for me to say that it hasn't had some sort of positive impact. It has. But it hasn't been nearly as powerful as the instances in the past when they've thrown money at the problem and it's actually kind of pulled the dead cow out of the ditch. Now, I think that if you'll go back and look at this historic period of time, 1930 to 1940, if you look at what was going on in the economy when the American government had technically done everything that it could to throw money at the problem, the economy started to heal over again and go back down. Now, I have seen in the last week, 10 days, 2 weeks, in that kind of time frame, a great many more economic commentators beginning to start talking about double dip again, because some of the major economic indicators are pointing that way. So are we in a new version of 1938 when the money that they've sent out into the economy hasn't really spurred enough economic activity to keep the train on the tracks? I think that's what we're fixing to see here, folks. Now, there's a backdrop here that is very, very troublesome, I know, for a great many people, because we're all watching, well, maybe not all of us, but a great many of us are watching what's going on in the gold and silver market. And I've been studying this pretty much for the last 72 hours because I've been trying to get a handle on it. Here's what I'm guessing is going on. One, we've got some hedge funds that can't make money unless there's movement in prices up or down. And I think they're swapping in and out of positions short and long in both the metals. And when they're short the metals, they're long the miners. And when they're long the metals, they're short the miners. And they're also putting currencies into this mix. If you're not taking advantage of this opportunity in the price of silver and gold to put some in your own portfolio, you're a dang fool. We're going to cut away to a break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
So, babe, until we get some callers in the queue, which, you know, they could do that by calling us at 1-800-313-9443. Just a subtle hint, you folks. I've got another thing here that I think it's kind of weird. And the weirdness is some people are thinking that the United States has, by killing off Osama bin Laden, shown that it's got a pair of cojones larger than life, and because of that, the American dollar has all of a sudden begun to reassert itself and may ultimately reassume, and rightfully so, mind you, according to this person, its position as the world's reserve currency for quite some time. Are you buying that?
Of course I am.
Well, that's kind of the idea behind this guy's article. He thinks that because we showed our military prowess and we went out there and, you know, who cares what the sovereign nation of Pakistan says? We're the United States of America. We can go where we dang well please, and we can do what we dang well want to. And because we've shown our resolve to be the big bully on the block, everybody in the rest of the world is saying, you know, I need American dollars. That's what they're saying. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
And I'm not lying either. You go look at the dollar index this morning. It was swooning until Osama bin Laden or whoever that unfortunate individual was turned up dead. And you know that's a raw deal. You go to sleep in Pakistan, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, wild noises and stealth helicopters are flying overhead. People charge into your house, kill you, or you wake up dead, one or the other. And, you know, you're not even Osama bin Laden. And as a result, the dollar index goes up and the solvency of America is assured.
What a farce.
What a farce.
I got to capture that on my computer, so every time I do something stupid on my computer, it responds with that laugh. You know, you can do that with IMAX.
Yeah. Well, hey, by the way, I now own I actually have owned it for some time, but I have a software package on my computer at the house.
Yeah?
We're going to have a lot more new intro and outro music because I can do the cuts now.
Wow, Jerry, that's awesome.
I think so too. And
my,
you know,
have like 20 songs they think would be perfect for our intro outro music.
Well, send me the MP3 files or tell me what they are, and I'll see if I've got the music already, and then tell me what time segment you think I ought to cut out, and we'll go at it that way.
I'll have Jonathan, Caroline, and Charles take care of that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I love this. Jonathan was complaining yesterday because he just got home from his grandpa's where he was for 10 days. Mm-hmm. And grandpa has plenty of ready-made food, which is an anathema at our house. And so he was whining yesterday, Mom, just buy some bread and lunch meat. What's the deal? You know, and I said, you know what? You're going to be driving this year, and you come in to the kitchen and just want to know when's the next round of grub. Like, it's time for you to learn how to cook, buddy. So, he's starting to cook. He made up some pasta yesterday. It was really funny. And this morning, last night I had
monogrammed aprons at the Hodges house.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna definitely be making him a precious apron.
Culinary. Daffodils. And
it's hilarious, Jerry. I weave them, and Jonathan's working on the pasta, and his siblings are very dubious about his abilities. And unfortunately, it's really my fault, because if I'm in the kitchen, what I really want is for everyone to leave. And I don't like teaching the children how to do stuff. So when I had to teach them how to do chores,
Wait a minute. Is that you just don't want them to pick up on all the new incantations you've got?
No, I just don't want to deal with them. I don't want to talk to them, really.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's just irritating to try to teach them something, and then they don't do it right. And then I get all irritated, and I take it away from them and say, just go away. I'll do it myself. So when I was teaching them how to do chores, I actually typed a chore tutorial. So I handed it to them, and they had to read how to do the chore. And then if I inspected and it wasn't done right, they would get a correction, and they would go back and read it again and do it again. It was really a very good system. And so now he's going to learn how to cook. I'm sorry to have bothered you with that really boring tangential tale. I guess we should go to our callers.
Probably.
Bob in Kentucky, welcome to Freedom Frenzy. Oh, don't let me forget, I think tomorrow we're supposed to do the alien show, aren't we?
You know, I hadn't even thought about it, but you promised that last weekend, and we let everybody down, so.
I got piles and piles of stuff, so if you haven't been doing much prep here, you can just sit over there and say, uh-huh.
I'll pop the popcorn then.
Oh, that sounds good. Bob in Kentucky, this time I'm not pretending. Welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
I was listening to an interview with, you know, when they caught bin Laden here, they shot his wife in the leg.
Yeah. The first time she was dead, right? The first time they shot. I don't even have a television, and somehow I know that. And then the second time she was shot in the leg.
Now they're saying that she was shot in the leg, and it's not a life-threatening injury. But I thought it was interesting was an interview that they did with her sister, where she was saying that she was telling kind of some of the funny things from little quirks about bin Laden and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And there was one story she told where he had...
Bob, you're going to have to hang on because we got to cut away to a break. And even though you can continue to talk, they don't care. So hang loose. We'll be right back. We'll pick you up on the other side.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you. And John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri. For the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Comrades, we're back. And you know, I haven't said this in a while, so I think today, right now, would be a good opportunity to do this. The advertisers here on RBN is one of the reasons that the network is able to stay on the air. And it would be a wonderful thing for you to consider if some of the advertisers have items that you would indeed buy otherwise. You might want to give them a jingle or a tumble and do a little bit of your purchasing with them so that the network gets a little bit of revenue and continued advertising from some of those individuals. Okay. All right. Let's go back to Bob in Kentucky. Pick it right back up, buddy.
Let her rip, Bob.
They were interviewing the sister of Bin Laden's wife, and she was just kind of telling some, you know, anecdotes and stories about Bin Laden, what he was like, you know, personally and that sort of thing. And she told a story that she said she got kind of a kick out of, where he had appointed someone to, one of the Al-Qaeda people to do a suicide bombing, and the guy came to him with a note from his doctor saying that he wasn't in good enough physical condition, and she was kind of getting a chuckle. She said Bin Laden got a real kick out of it, you know, because he was saying, hey, it's a suicide bombing, what, you know. But anyway, so in other words, he was basically a pretty nice guy. You know, he had a sense of humor just like anyone else. But I was wondering, the other day Jenny was saying that she used to work with the Martin Luther King family. I was wondering what sort of work, where did you know these people personally, or?
Yeah, Alveda King is Martin's niece, and her mom, who is just a gem, and her daddy was assassinated 3 years after Martin was killed. And Alveda and I did quite a bit of work together, actually. We worked on a media messaging team for 169 pro-life organizations across the country. We did everything together from pro-life counseling to a lot of activism, work in Washington, work in Atlanta, and so on and so forth. So she's just a gem. And, you know, just being in that environment and, you know, seeing the King family and everything, it just was a very powerful experience.
What kind of, what experience?
It was a very powerful experience. It was an amazing experience. I was raised to believe that Martin Luther King was a communist and a lot of negative stuff. And so actually meeting some of the family and reading some of Martin's writings and getting a feel for the Black community and their perspective and the history and so on and so forth was really life-changing, actually, and it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, that Martin King organization, actually, like the NAACP.
Yes, I'm very close friends with the Georgia president of the NAACP, who is Ed DeBose, and I've met a lot of the county leadership across the state of Georgia and been able to influence certain elements. And Ed DeBose is a great guy. He's just a fabulous guy.
Did you know how many people in that Marty King's organization were Jews? I was looking at the other day, and most of the founders...
Well, it was actually started by the Jews.
Yeah, it was.
Are you talking about the SELC?
NAACP.
NAACP was not Martin's organization.
Oh, I know it wasn't, but we were talking about the NAACP, and it was founded by some folks of the Jewish persuasion.
Right. Well, Ed DeBose is not part of the Jewish mafia. He's a really great guy. He's a Christian. He's absolutely pro-life. You know, he is liberty-minded. We do disagree on some elements of liberty and all that. And there are reasons for that, but yeah, I mean, we can talk about why. Anyway, go ahead.
But I was looking at a list the other day of the number of Jews connected behind Marty King, the ones that wrote his speeches and handled them. Basically, what their agenda was and what Marty King's agenda was is he hated white people and he wanted to punish them.
I cannot say that is, I don't think you have any reason to suppose you have a grasp of the facts on what Martin Luther King's personal perspective and opinion was. And in fact, there were good white pastors and white people who were in the early days a part of the organization. They don't get the press, of course. And the King family, I can go ahead and tell you, they absolutely do not hate white people. That's ridiculous. And I think you're not really in a position. You're reading third, fourth, fifth-hand information or worse, and it is possible to choose sources that discriminate and shade and interpret things a certain way. And I can appreciate where you're coming from, and I'm here to tell you you're wrong. Martin didn't hate white people, and he was trying to make things right in a community that had suffered a lot of wrongs. So I don't really want to get bogged down in this today, Bob, but thank you for calling. I appreciate that. John in Texas, welcome to Freedom Frenzy. Hey, John.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going good. Are you going to tune in tomorrow?
I like your new staccato verbiage, John.
I'm just so fed up. Neo-Nazi scum. There's probably a job in Fukushima, Japan at the reactor for him.
deep sea diving to fix something?
I don't. You guys like that, don't give them time. Jeez.
oh, it's the Jews and the blacks and it's this and the Catholics and Jesuit hitmen. Oh, my God.
Can I ask you a question, John?
Yeah.
Have you ever read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion?
No.
You need to. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
When you, John, when you've read it, I want you to call in one day and say, Jerry, I read that. And then I want you to tell me what you thought. Okay?
Okay.
Please.
If you'll read the Muslim Mafia.
The Muslim Mafia.
Yes.
How big of a tome is that, John? Because the Protocols is not all that large.
I think it's about 500 to 600 pages.
Wow.
And it talks about how silent jihad and how Muslims and Sharia is being infiltrated through the West and the United States.
And there's other than them being here, is there any physical evidence that they're busy as bees and they're taking over the country?
Oh, I don't know, Jerry. To see.
Well, that
like
would be the thing that we would fear, wouldn't it? And the reason that I want you to read the Protocols, John, is everything that's in there is being implemented not only here in the United States, but globally, quite frankly. But the United States of America is the focus of the effort as purely described in the Protocols. And when you see it, and since you've never read it, I'm just going to tell you that once you do, I would suggest to you that as you're reading it, you put a pillow under your jaw. You're going to need it.
Okay.
All right.
I will put it on my reading list, sir.
Please do.
So what's in your...
And you might want to get it off the internet. You might want to get it off the internet while it's still up there.
Anyway, part of what I was calling in on is just this total frustration over this Osama bin Laden hit. And first of all, I'm really disappointed that they didn't put all the pictures out. My bloodlust has not been quenched by this single episode. And, you know, we need more pictures and gory pictures and more gory detail. And
well, that's why they've changed the story so many times, John, so they got to give all sorts of different details. You pick the story you like best, cobble it together, and that's the one you tell everybody. You know, you can pick and choose who died. You can pick and choose whether or not Osama bin Laden was armed or not. And you know, just make up your own story. The government does it.
I like it, Jerry. It's interactive bull.
You're right. It's interactive.
What, Jenny?
Oh, I was just laughing. I just thought that was great.
Interactive bull. You know, you create your own ending.
Mm-hmm.
Clued us in on it yet.
Yeah, and you know what? The only bad thing is there can't be any prequels.
Well, but apparently there are. How many times have we killed bin Laden? Or how many times has he died?
Yeah, exactly. But this time they buried him in the ocean. So there's a finality to the ocean that I think even for Americans might
be. Wait a minute. He may have only been unconscious. It was only a flesh wound. And when he hit that cold water, he revived and he swam to the shore and he's going to attack a city near you sometime in the near future.
On the back of a dolphin.
Oh, that's even better. Man, let's get together and make a screenplay.
And Greenpeace chased off the Japanese whaler just in time as they're about to harpoon him in the tuchus.
In the tuchus.
Hey, I like that
spot. Is that Yiddish, speaking of the Jews?
Yeah, and I'm not Jewish, but I love that word because you can't say the other word on radio a lot.
Tuchus.
And plus you have like tushy. Tuchus, right, and tush, so you can vary it. You know, you have a spectrum, like little babies have a tushy, okay? A hot girl
and women have derrières.
Oh, yeah. Derrières.
A hot girl might have a tush, and then I've got a tuchus, okay?
I'm glad we straightened this out on Freedom Frenzy today. So, John,
hey,
tomorrow sure we're doing
that description for today's show.
That is our multicultural lesson from Austin.
We don't leave any stone unturned.
In the spirit of community cohesion and multiculturalism, that was our lesson for the day.
I hear Lark knocking on the back door. I'm going to go let him in. Y'all wait just a minute.
And if you believe that, I've got more for you. This whole thing. I mean, think about it. After the Gulf spill, we had to get air detectors. Now with Fukushima, or what the Fukushima is up, we need radiation detectors. Now, and I've had a lie detector since Obama got in office. You know, I'm spending all my money on all kinds of environmental detectors. You know, golly.
Well, you're making some Chinese capitalist a wealthy individual.
I'm telling you. But no, seriously, this whole... I'm just waiting for the blowback on this Bin Laden deal. And the thing that gives me a ray of hope...
Oh, do you really think there's going to be blowback for Osama? Don't you think all the other countries are rolling their eyes and saying, oh, this is just another media manipulation tactic by the Obama administration?
In all fairness...
Do you really think we're going to get blowback?
There already has been some blowback. The Pakistani government has basically reared up and said, you won't do that here anymore.
I mean, look, legally, you know, you like to talk about the Hague and the international court. Legally, we violated a sovereign country's airspace and conducted a military operation which resulted in...
Exactly, and that's an act of war.
Yes, it is. And... You know what's scary, Jerry? The chatter and the rhetoric being put out by this government against Pakistan, who just a few years back was our big buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this is really all about, picking a fight with Pakistan so we can invade?
Possibly.
Yeah, it very much is possible. And, you know, one of the reasons that we would be interested in doing that is Pakistan has nuclear weapons. And it's been part of the American rhetoric to always be mentioning that because those nuclear weapons are in the hand of a very unstable government in Pakistan, that they always will be problematic.
Look,
and we might go in there and take those over, and, you know, and if one or two gets used in the process against us, well, that's just the cost of war.
With all the uprisings spreading across the Middle East, it's only a matter of time before, and it wouldn't take much to hit the spark in Pakistan, all right, because of, first of all, you have the Western Province, which is like Baluchistan, and all that, which is like the Wild West. The military won't even go in there. It's all tribal. That's where all the dope gets run through. That's where all the arms got run through. And Quetta being the Laredo of that part of the world, you know. And you have various very radical Islam factions wanting to take over there and convert it back into Sharia law and bring all that about. And they've been getting seats in Parliament slowly but surely. And so we have been talking about, since this thing happened, oh, how long did Pakistan know that Bin Laden was there? We need to cut their foreign aid, blah, 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 blah. And everybody who was in the spook community has known Pakistan has never had our best interest at heart, and most of the terrorist funding, material, and supply has routed through Pakistan because they can get into Afghanistan through the western border.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
the and you know, I saw a thing just the other day that was talking about, because there's an effort in Congress right now to cut them off. I think we were fixing to send them $3 billion in, $3.05 billion now that it comes to my mind, in foreign aid. And they showed a graphic. They rising and falling of the monetary amounts that we've forked over to the Pakistani governments over the years. And it seems as though we have always had the idea here in America, and I don't know why we have this idea, because it's certainly unfounded in reality, but we think we can buy our friends, when indeed all we're doing is short-term bribing them, and the bribes never buy us lasting friendship.
Of course not. I mean, that's a given, you know. They're your buds till the money runs out. It's like being in a gentleman's club.
Yep.
The minute you run out of dollars, man, you're on your own.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm sorry, Jenny, for the thing, but...
You're sorry, Jenny, for what?
The gentleman club reference and the dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're going to have to cut away to a break, you guys. But we can pick this back up on the other side. Don't anybody go anywhere. 1-800-313-9443. Call us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, just in case you didn't get the number as we were dashing out for that commercial break, it's 1-800-313-9443. You guys don't need to be bashful. Even if we can't agree, we won't try to separate your head from your shoulder. So please feel free of giving us a call. All right.
You know, we won't separate your head from your shoulders. Jenny might hang up on you, though.
That's the chance they take, isn't it?
That's exactly right. We've already answered
Jenny. It's certainly not terminal.
Okay, so John, I was thinking about you because I just got some valerian root, and if you wanted to give up the doobies and move on to something more powerful, I think valerian root could be your item.
Hey, I'm just high on life.
You know, I've been taking this herbology course, and it's really, really good stuff that we're all missing out on, I think, because we...
life through better herbs.
And you know, some of these, I've been reading the work of Dr. Christopher, and a lot of his work was based on this doctor in the 1800s. I think his name was Samuel Thompson. I know the Samuel part for certain. And he cured over 1 million people when the population of America was less than 13 million. So a huge percentage of Americans were helped by this man using lobelia and cayenne. Those were kind of his two key things that he used for healing. And, you know, as I have been studying herbology from the aggressive fringe herbology movement that is not in touch with the homeopathic side or anything else, which, you know, for those of you out there who believe homeopathics works, I believe homeopathics work about the same rate as placebos. If you believe it's working, it will cure you for a while. But if you're dying of something or you have a real disease, homeopathics is not going to do it. And I was talking to my mom about this yesterday. It was really funny. And so my mom studied with Dr. Christopher years and years and years ago before he died, obviously. And I was saying, Mom, I've used tons of homeopathics over the last few years, and at the end of the day, they're worthless. And she goes, now, Jennifer Renee, that is not true. I get amazing results from homeopathics. And I said, Mom, which is why every time you think you're dying of something, you trot over to the clinic of mainstream medicine, not to your local homeopathic doctor. But anyway, back to Samuel. So he aggressively used lobelia and cayenne, and I noticed that on all these herb websites, they'll caution you and don't use this unless you're under the care of a mainstream medical doctor and yada, 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 and be cautious. And then I was talking to my mom about some drugs that my uncle's on because he's got AIDS. And I was like, well, why aren't you putting him on this herb or that herb? And she goes, well, the doctors cautioned me that it could interact with the drugs. And I think this is all propaganda. And I told Mom, I said, you asked for the studies. I guarantee you there aren't any. And they've got to save their mainstream medicine industry. And the negative press on herbs and the media propaganda out there is just outrageous.
Well, you know, Jenny, my personal opinion is that we should take all of our political leaders and Congress critters out for an afternoon of electroshock therapy and high colonic. And
hey, maybe simultaneously during the same orifice. How's that?
Whatever. I'm sure there's a protocol.
That'd be better than waterboarding.
Yeah, and you know, better for the environment. Like, think of the fertilizer. Anyway,
yes.
But bury them all in a shoebox. But the thing is, you know, I think that everyone in Congress should have to take all the new medications that come out.
You know, what's always surprised me is if herbs don't do anything, how can they interact with medicines? We're going to cut away to a break. We'll be right back. Lots more Freedom Frenzy left to go.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in London.